Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tonight will probably be the last time we see the two presidential candidates together in one room. The debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville. Don Jr., the president's son, on Fox News points out some irregularities imposed by the debate commission.
You see what's going on over the last few weeks when it comes to the moderator of the second debate being a Joe Biden intern, sending DMs but actually doing it on Twitter to never Trumpers to try to get some a way to hit Trump, lying about it, saying that they were hacked, and then ultimately getting caught. This moderator apparently is a big Obama administration person. I mean, you literally can't make up the nonsense. When you look at the bias that we face on a daily basis, it's literally hard to believe.
The 90-minute debate will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be moderated by Kristen Welker of NBC News. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has gaveled into their executive business session. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opens with a statement on Judge Barrett.
How could anybody in their right mind, after listening to Judge Barrett, not understand she's not just qualified, she's incredibly qualified? So qualifications apparently don't matter anymore. It's about trying to create a situation for your favor politically. I don't know where this ends or how it ends, but I do know this. After listening to the excerpt of Vice President Biden's explanation about court packing, I am more confused than ever. The one thing I can say is that the real energy in the Democratic Party is to pack the court, is to expand it from 9 to whatever number they need to make it liberal.
Democrat senators were instructed to stay away by Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Former President Obama, stumping for Joe Biden in Philadelphia Wednesday, says President Trump ignored the pandemic playbook he left behind.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
The current administration says Obama's outsourcing of PPE and medical supplies left America extremely dependent on China for the life-saving gear. NASCAR heads into Texas Motor Speedway for the Auto Trader EchoPark Automotive 500, not driver Chase Elliott's favorite track.
Well, Texas has been abysmal, as you all know, for us since the repave. So, I mean, that one for sure sticks out. I'm not thrilled about going there. You know, Kevin and Denny and those guys who have been winning all these races this year, they can win about every week. So that's kind of where we need to get to. And I think that's been where I feel like some of our, issues have been over the years, just a little inconsistency. And I think cleaning up those bad racetracks is a thing that we have to do. And it's something I think we're capable of doing. We just got to hit on something there at Texas.
The Texas Motor Speedway is in Fort Worth, Texas. The race is Sunday, 3:30 Eastern on NBC Sports Network and will feature 334 laps for a total of 501 miles. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Megan Barth, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, joins us as she does most weeks. Always good to have her with us. How you doing, Megan?
Hey, Bo, good. How are you?
Good, good. We got lots to catch up on. First of all, Amy Coney Barrett will be out of the Judiciary Committee, will be approved and forwarded, I guess, tomorrow. And then Monday, Mitch McConnell says that she will be confirmed, by the Senate. And, it's the train is moving forward. We haven't heard of any letters falling out of a desk drawer at the last minute from Dianne Feinstein like we did with Kavanaugh. As far as the polling is concerned, it's bipartisan. I mean, the majority of America wants Amy Coney Barrett confirmed as the next justice.
Well, and thankfully so, because we are going to need a 5-4 Supreme Court or a 9-seat Supreme Court. And the reason being is what we saw just happen in Pennsylvania with
exactly.
Justice Roberts siding with the liberal wing of the court and allowing Pennsylvanian election board operators and unelected officials count ballots up to 3 days after the election. And what we just saw now come out of the Fourth Circuit of Appeals, they handed Mark Elias and the Democrat operatives in North Carolina the ability to count ballots up to 9 days after the election, and they waived the signature requirement required when you have to cure your ballot or fix your absentee ballot because of perhaps a ineligible signature or what have you. And so now, by lawsuits, the Democrats are trying to really compromise the election integrity across the country. But in North Carolina, this will be appealed to the Supreme Court, and we must make sure that Election Day is Election Day.
Exactly.
Witness requirements should not be waived, especially on absentee ballots. In North Carolina, the unelected election board even waived signatures on absentee ballots, so not even a signature is required for verification anymore. And so this is a very deep concern because right now it looks like North Carolina has been hijacked through lawsuits in favor of Democrats, which means that President Trump will have to win Nevada in order to make up those electoral seats. And Nevada is a 50-50 toss-up. And so this appeal of the Fourth Circuit decision for North Carolina will go to the Supreme Court, and that's why Amy Coney Barrett is so important to be placed prior to Election Day.
Well, we had some sanity rain in Michigan. You have at reaganbabe.com the report that the Michigan court overturns the two-week absentee ballot extension. I mean, this is what's happening across the country. People need to appreciate what's going on, is that the whole process of the integrity of the voting process is all suspect. And this is being brought to you by one party. It's by the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. The Democrats solely, single-handedly, are creating all kinds of chaos in the system. You know, to what end?
Well, and they're doing that on purpose. Mark Elias himself, who is Hillary Clinton's former attorney, and also works for Perkins Coal, if you'll recall, is involved right. in the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
He has filed over 70 lawsuits across the country in a variety of states and municipalities and have reached these consent decrees with Democrat election judges and Democrat unelected bureaucrats that sit on election boards and perhaps the left-wing governors like Roy Cooper in North Carolina. And so what he's done is create that chaos, which you refer to, and changed election laws outside of the state legislature. They've done it through lawsuits, and they've done it through judge shopping. Mm-hmm. This is not only unconstitutional via state law or against state statute. It's unconstitutional according to federal law. The only people that are supposed to change election laws in the states are the representatives that are elected duly by the people. There was another case in Montana that didn't get a lot of attention, but they tried the same thing in Montana. And if you notice, it's Montana, it's Wisconsin, it's Pennsylvania, it's North Carolina, it's Colorado. It's where we have Senate seats that are, you know, being held by very thin margins.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I don't have a lot of faith that McSally is going to cross the finish line in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So we lose that Senate seat in Arizona. Then you look over to North Carolina. What just happened in North Carolina? You look to Colorado, Maine, South Carolina. Not many people are talking about this bill, but mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham's seat is not a.
It's not a show-in. Exactly.
It's not a
no, you're right. Yeah.
Because his opponent, a radical leftist opponent, has gotten $100 million from outside money, outside of North Carolina or South Carolina, has poured in. $100 million for a South Carolina Senate race. The same thing is happening up in Maine. We saw this with Beto O'Rourke in Texas, where he was fundraising hundreds of millions of dollars from the celebrity and the elitist billionaires on the left. And they're trying to buy, if they're not trying to buy elections, they're trying to steal them through the courts.
Well, and the impact that this will have, I mean, for the ages, Megan, I mean, what they've been able to do, I mean, this is totally unhinged, and but this is what's happened. I mean, in the same thing, for the same reason that we're having riots in the streets in these Democratic-controlled states, this is, you know, more and more we have become the ununited states of America because of this. And here they are, the very same people. I can still hear Hillary's voice talking about, you know, voter integrity. And it's amazing. The very thing they say is the, in a sense, is what they're warning us about, is when they talk about voter integrity, that's because they're attacking voter integrity. And they have no problem because, as Lindsey Graham has said repeatedly, for them, it's all about power. And they'll get it by any means possible. And here they are. And so what? If they violate the bloodstream of the voting process.
Right. You know, I've been watching very closely what's been happening in North Carolina, and I was appalled at what the Democrats have done under the guise of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, they're using COVID as a political weapon and a political tool in order to expand their power, in order to create so much fear that supposedly people can't go to the polling places. Remember that back in March?
Exactly.
They were
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, you know, 6 months, we've got an election. This virus is too scary. We can't go to the polling locations. We need to go to mail-in ballots. Oh, mail-in ballots are totally safe. Don't worry. They're just like absentee ballots. Well, that was an absolute outright lie.
Mm-hmm.
If mail-in ballots were exactly like absentee ballots, then you wouldn't have unelected Democrat operatives sitting on election boards in North Carolina or other states changing absentee ballot verification steps.
Well, and you know, we're being set up, Megan. I've been saying this repeatedly.
Yep.
the country is being set up. And, you know, and what concerns me is that they're also irresponsible in talking about some sort of civil war in the street, you know, some response by those that do not get the expected results that they've cheated and worked so hard to construct a la 2016. And, you know, 2020, we have to wait and see. But, you know, by the grace of God, and this is what it may come down to, is God himself taking control of the situation and delivering the people the kind of leadership it deserves. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like it. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BrigandBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, the Hunter Biden, episode, whatever you want to call it, episodes. I mean, it's episodic. It's one thing after another. And here we are with a debate coming on tonight. And the debate commission did the country no favors, all in the name of trying to do the country favors. This is supposed to be a debate about foreign policy. And Joe Biden, there's no way he wants to touch this because this is a mess.
Well, it is a mess. And there was some more breaking news that came out this morning. And I was kind of trying to read through it before we got on the air. And, you know, Hunter Biden's former partners are now talking, one of them talking from his solitary confinement that he was just moved to in the last month of his sentence. And, you know, he's identified that those emails, in fact, aren't Russian disinformation. They are quite real. Mm-hmm. He identifies as big guy in those emails as Joe Biden. And he implicates the Joe Biden crime family is really what it turned out to be. Everyone from Joe Biden's son to Joe Biden's brother were involved in this basically laundering, money laundering scheme, taking billions and millions of dollars from communists around the world, specifically China and Ukraine, as well as others. And so Joe Biden, here's the interesting thing, of course, we know that Joe Biden's not going to have to answer questions from the press.
Right.
I saw when he finally appeared the other day to get ice cream, the press shouted at him, "What flavor did you get?" instead of, "What's going on with your refund, the billions of dollars that your son made? Did you take 50% of the bribe?" So we know that those questions aren't going to come from the press, and so they need to come from the president on the dais tonight.
Exactly. Well, and it's going to be, Donald Trump's got to find a way to bring that out, if possible, you know, to where it is addressed. And that's going to be the challenge because of the kind of topics you're dealing with. I mean, topics we already talked about. We already talked about climate. We've already talked about COVID. I mean, we really needed to be about foreign policy. I mean, Joe Biden, the reason that Barack Obama had picked him as his running mate was supposedly because of his foreign policy chops, right?
To be asked. And if this is not about foreign policy, it's definitely about national security, and national security will come up.
Maybe that's the door opener there. And, for Donald Trump to, to bring this out. And, I think it's been suggested that at that point, Donald Trump needs to focus more on the big guy and not so much on Hunter Biden, because
Correct.
It's, and as you said, I mean, this has been out there. This has been out in terms of Peter Schweitzer reporting on this. For what, 2.5, almost 3 years, the Biden family incorporated business and what they were doing. And so all that we're finding out now is all these loose ends. And I thought that Peter Schweitzer did a good job in reporting on this. But you got to go and you got to do your due diligence. First of all, there's this computer. Well, is it in fact Hunter Biden's computer? Well, it's clear now that it is Hunter Biden's computer. And there's not just one, there's three. And then you've got all these emails that run the entire gamut. I mean, pedophilia. I mean, all these, this dark, the dark side of the Biden family being exposed. I mean, some sensitive stuff, too. I mean, there's an email from Joe to his son that, most fathers would write to their sons to encourage them and, bring some humanity into it. But yet, in the midst of all this is this, this cabal, this enterprise that's been going on, and the American people have been sold out, and Joe Biden has been the one, and we're saying that's not enough. I mean, we already went through this, the same thing with Hillary Clinton. It's the same format and plan that Hillary Clinton had in play, and she enriched herself. Saying that she came out of the White House, they were dead broke, and within a matter of a couple of years, they were gazillionaires all over again. But she had this foundation that she was working with, and had all these international power brokers that had invested in her, all under the sure, you know, confidence that she was going to be elected president of the United States. Had she been elected, my goodness, the pay-for-play scheme would have been astronomical, beyond measure. And now we're here, we're considering doing the same thing with Joe Biden, and we're going to let Joe Biden do this? Are you kidding me?
Well, especially after we find out, Bill, that the FBI actually had access to the computer and the hard drive going back to 2019, and Joe Biden and his son and his family were basically under investigation for money laundering. And they were under this investigation while the president was being impeached in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democrats want to defund the police or reimagine policing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to defund and reimagine the FBI.
Yes.
The FBI has been rotting from within. And as they say with a snake, it always rots from the head down. If Christopher Wray can't get his hands around cleaning up the swamp of the FBI, then maybe Christopher Wray needs to retire or be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring back some semblance of ethics, some semblance of duty, some semblance of honor back to the very institution, the FBI, which has now just completely tarnished its reputation because it's become a political weapon of the left,
mm-hmm.
much like the courts have become the political weapon of the left, much like COVID has become a political weapon of the left, and the list goes on and on.
Exactly. Well, Megan, you know, no thanks. Barack Obama is on the campaign trail again, and his administration, you know, did a lot to weaponize these three-letter agencies, whether it was the EPA, the IRS, I mean, go down the list. And yet, you know, you have the former president claiming that his administration was scandal-free.
Yeah, that's probably one of the largest lies he's ever told outside of the lie that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Right.
If we had a reputable FBI that actually was involved in true investigations and upholding the rule of law, Barack Obama and his cohorts in his administration would be facing sedition and treason charges right now.
But do they have the intestinal fortitude? This is the problem. You know, they're all in this together.
Not.
You know,
well, obviously not. That's
right.
What I'm saying. So when Donald Trump, you know, was talking in the 2015 campaign and 2016 of draining the swamp, I mean, he wasn't kidding. But I don't think he nor the American people realized just how rotten the swamp was and how deep and vast the swamp was, whereby all of the alphabet agencies, like you said, were politicized and compromised by the Democrat Party. They used their agencies as weapons. And God forbid should Kamala Harris become president, because that's actually who's running for president. It's not Joe Biden. He doesn't know where he's running to. He doesn't know what he's running for. He doesn't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
So God forbid that Harris becomes president, because these agencies will be further weaponized. Conservatives will be further targeted. We now have Robert Reich calling for some sort of political board that basically, you know, investigates conservatives, okay, and investigates Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is beyond totalitarianism. This is something right out of the books of 1984.
Exactly.
We have entered a very dangerous precipice in this country, and it all started with hate speech. I've always said that hate speech was the biggest ruse ever pulled on the American public that infringed on the First Amendment, because as long as you offend a Democrat, then you'll be charged with hate speech.
Right.
But if a Democrat calls you a Nazi, they're completely excused.
Mm-hmm. Well, the door opener to all that was political correctness, and you're right, Megan. You know, this squelched the ability to speak freely. You know, to even laugh and make fun of people, and you know, they killed comedy single-handedly. I mean, you got comedians don't even want to go to college campuses anymore for fear of their own lives and being canceled. I mean, this is what we're this is all self-inflicted. It really is at the end of the day. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BreganBabe.com. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
we're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas. Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Tonight will probably be the last time we see the two presidential candidates together in one room. The debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville. Don Jr., the president's son, on Fox News points out some irregularities imposed by the debate commission.
You see what's gone on over the last few weeks when it comes to the moderator of the second debate being a Joe Biden intern, sending DMs but actually doing it on Twitter to never Trumpers to try to get some a way to hit Trump, lying about it, saying that they were hacked and then ultimately getting caught. This moderator apparently is a big Obama administration person. I mean, you literally can't make up the nonsense. When you look at the bias that we face on a daily basis, it's literally hard to believe.
The 90-minute debate will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be moderated by Kristen Welker of NBC News. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. It's always great to be sharing it with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, amid a hectic work in schools, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, did you know that thousands of Americans are dependent on blood transfusions for anemia related to MDS? But there's a new treatment option, and we're going to tell you all about it. In the U.S., as many as 170,000 people are living with a group of bone marrow disorders called MDS, in which the body does not produce enough healthy blood cells. Low blood cell counts in people with MDS are responsible for common symptoms of the disease, including anemia and infections. People with MDS-related anemia often require regular blood transfusions to increase the number of healthy blood, red blood cells in circulation. With us right now, as part of MDS World Awareness Day, is Dr. Caroline Baylor of Pacific Hematology Oncology Associates, and also Tracy Aranca, who joined the MDS Foundation in 2004 as a part-time patient coordinator, assisting with patient education programs. She did so well that they made her executive director, and she'll tell us more about that as well. Tracy and Dr. Baylor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, Dr. Baylor, how common is MDS, and what are the risk factors for the disease?
MDS MDS is myelodysplastic syndrome. In terms of risk factors, the most important risk factor is age. The average age is about 70. It's estimated that there are about 5 new cases per 100,000 people per year on average, but that risk goes up substantially with age. So once you get to be about 70, it goes up to about 75 per 100,000 people.
Wow. Yeah, so age comes into play here. What about the common symptoms of MDS, and what are the challenges of living with this disease, Dr. Baylor?
The common symptoms, as you mentioned, anemia is a very common manifestation, the most common manifestation, and that can manifest as fatigue, generalized weakness, feeling short of breath with normal day-to-day activities like going up the stairs. So it can really impact patients' quality of life on a day-to-day level.
To that point, Tracy, tell our audience about the challenges for people living with this disease. What is every day like for them?
So there's multiple challenges in living with MDS. There's the physical challenges, but there's also emotional challenges. There's the fear of being diagnosed with a disease that you've never heard of before and that you're now stuck with for the rest of your life. So it's really important that MDS patients find the right specialist. They find a doctor who works specifically with MDS on a regular basis, and then they get the right testing to identify their type of MDS so they can get the right treatment for their MDS.
Exactly. Well, I think just pronouncing MDS, let me see if I can do this, myelodysplastic syndromes, that's enough of a job in and of itself, right, Tracy?
Exactly. It's very nerve-wracking. It's not just the patients, it's the families and the caregivers that have to go through this MDS journey with them.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that in, because like any disease, this becomes a project for the entire family, because if you're the one, you need help, you need support, not only, as you say, I mean, holistically, you've got the mental side of it to, you know, prop somebody's day up, to, you know, be a little bit of positive sunshine to help them get through, you know, dealing with something like this that ails them, that's with them 24/7, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's hard for patients because there's so many decisions to be made and so many different treatment options. And when a new treatment option comes out, then they have hope.
Well, Dr. Baylor, speaking of new treatment options, break that down, because we do have some breaking news, and that is that you do have some new treatment options. And this is like, what, the first in first therapy for MDS in 10 years?
Something like that, yeah. So it has been exciting. So going back in time, you know, we used to just have to give blood transfusions, and that can be really difficult for patients. They have to get transported over there, and they take a long time. So the first line of treatment to avoid transfusions is EPO. It's an injection of a hormone that can be given subcutaneously under the skin once every 2 to 4 weeks. And that works for many people, but not for everyone. And even if it works, the effectiveness usually wears off after months to years. So this April, a new drug was approved called Reblozyl. And it's also an injection once every 3 weeks, and it helps the bone marrow produce mature red blood cells. So it can help those patients who would otherwise be left facing more intensive therapies.
Dr. Baylor, help us understand, do they consider MDS a form of cancer?
It really is. It's a clone of cells that's growing kind of irregularly and taking over the normal bone marrow function. It's different than cancers that more people are familiar with, like lung cancer, where it starts as a tumor and spreads, because it's really a diffuse bone marrow disease. Mm-hmm. And one of the major issues is that it could turn into acute leukemia, which is a very serious cancer.
Tracy, you're dealing with patients daily. What are they telling you about their MDS experience?
Patients are actually just so grateful to be in touch with a support organization. Some don't even realize that advocacy organizations for diseases exist. So our patient liaison, who's been with the foundation for about 18 years, counsels patients. She talks to them and their families on a regular basis. She puts them in touch with other patients so that they can talk about their disease and some of their coping mechanisms. We offer multiple different resources, from webinars to handbooks, animated videos, multiple different ways to learn about the disease and really to empower patients to be a part of their care, to have good conversations and good communication with their healthcare team and their families, and make sure that everyone is learning as best they can to fight this terrible disease.
Well, Dr. Baylor, on October 20th, that's MDS World Awareness Day, and I should say October 25th is MDS World Awareness Day. What do you hope that people will get, you know, from becoming more aware? What's the objective here?
That's a really great question. I think, you know, while we have many great treatment options, we still need more, because there are people that will live with this for many years and potentially die of the disease. So we really need even more effective therapies. We need more support for research funding and more participation in clinical trials. And that's where advocacy can help in terms of connecting patients with centers where there are clinical trials.
Now, in terms of symptoms, we touched on this a little bit. What are the key symptoms that, people should be looking for to realize that maybe they could be suffering from MDS?
So that's a great question. The most common symptom is fatigue, and I feel like everyone has some degree of fatigue, so that can be hard to tease out. But oftentimes patients are picked up by routine blood tests or, you know, evaluation for fatigue or shortness of breath by their primary care doctor, and anemia shows up. There are many causes of anemia, so it's important to rule out other causes like iron deficiency, for example. But primary care doctors should have a relatively low threshold to go ahead and refer their patients to a hematologist to help make sure that they don't have a bone marrow disease like myelodysplastic syndrome.
Exactly. Tracy, what resources are available for people living with blood cancers like MDS, and where can they find them?
Sure. So the MDS Foundation has a website at mds-foundation.org. You can find all of our resources printed and online on that website. We also have a Facebook page. It's a very active Facebook page. It's at MDS Foundation on Facebook. Our patient liaison looks through those Facebook posts and helps answer questions that way, too. Really multiple ways to get your questions to the MDS Foundation.
Well, that's excellent. Tracy Araca with the MDS Foundation. She's the executive director. And Dr. Caroline Baylor, an oncologist at Pacific Hematology Oncology Associates and the California Pacific Medical Center. Thank you so much for your time and all this great information. I know this is going to be very useful. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval.
If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Correct from the movie Capital of the World, live from Hollywood, California. The one and only Steve Evans joins us now. Steve-O, the number's still a bit anemic. They're crawling up there. Some international box office reporting coming in, too. Slowly but surely, it seems to be regaining, some of its former self. But we still have ways to go, don't we?
And sometimes not so slowly. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But Honest Thief, the Liam Neeson movie, was number one, as you were saying, followed by The War with Grandpa Tenet. Nightmare Before Christmas is out, or re-released there by Disney. And Hocus Pocus was rounding out the top five. I say it is bouncing back and can do so quite rapidly. I'm talking about over in Japan. They have been suffering, of course, the same thing we've all been going through. However, they're opening up their theaters, and the movie Demon Slayer Mugen Train, which is based on a Japanese comic book, has been a movie that a lot of people have really been looking forward to for months. They opened it up last weekend, and they blew the doors off. I mean, they just had their biggest box office weekend ever in the country's history.
Yeah.
Outperformed all expectations, 3.4 million people shelling out $44 million in ticket sales over in Japan.
Wow.
So the desire to go back to the theater is there. I mean,
without a doubt, people have had it with this deal. I mean, let's find a way to social distance. Let's get back into the movies. I mean, hey, look, we've got to get theater popcorn popping again. important things. But no, we have to do that. I mean, sadly, here in Florida, they closed down Regal. I know Regal closed down, I guess, pretty much across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Regal Theater that I normally go to is shut down again. And it's just a sad commentary where we are right now.
True, but I think you can open up the theater, but until people feel safe going back to the theater, and then you're still going to have the same problem.
Yeah, so what happened in Japan that they felt, I mean, there's no vaccine in Japan.
There's no vaccine, but a lot of these countries have really been able to get the virus under control, and I think Japan is one of them. China, they say things are back to normal in China. So that's what we have to look forward to, I think, but it may take some time. In the meantime, we have Netflix, right, and Amazon Prime and Hulu and all kinds of wonderful things happening. By the way, I happened to see the trial of the Chicago 7.
How'd you like that?
It, you know, really is well done. Aaron Sorkin, of course, wrote the thing. He also directed, has a great cast. You have Eddie Redmayne. You have Sacha Baron Cohen, who is in a movie out this week. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he is terrific in this film as Abby Hoffman. And he really can act when he isn't doing the
Sacha Baron, I mean, the poster.
We'll talk about that.
The
we'll
poster is hysterical, but it's only him. I mean, leave it to him.
We have also, I happen to see another couple. I saw a movie called A Life on Our Planet. You may have heard about this. Also on Netflix, Richard Attenborough, who is something like 94 years old. He's been doing films, documentaries about the natural world all his life. He's, I think, 94 now. He narrates this. He's really on his game. And this is an amazing film, incredibly well shot, all about the condition of our planet. So you might want to check that
94
out.
94 narrating.
I mean,
at some point you start to lose your voice. I mean, you think, but 94, he's still holding
really
strong.
Still
huh?
There. Just to be alive at 94 is quite an accomplishment.
Exactly.
To be able to do this is really something. So
well, good for him.
Check that out as well. And we saw An English Patient once again, which is a terrific movie. We won't go into that one, but I'd forgotten how great that movie is. Let's talk about this.
Well, that's your wife's favorite, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I'd forgotten how good it is.
I mean, what, did you get in trouble or something? You said, okay, honey, we're going to see The English Patient. Oh, okay, I'll forgive you.
Well, baby, it just popped up. You know, we'll talk about my wife's viewing habits in a moment because we're going to be talking about this movie called Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now, Rebecca is a movie out on Netflix. It has a great cast. We have Lily James, Armie Hammer. We have Kristen Scott Thomas. 52% are recommending. Now, this is based on a book by Daphne du Maurier, which came out in 1938, and it was made into a movie in 1940. And the director of that movie was Alfred Hitchcock, and the film won Best Picture. And I think it's the only Academy Award ever won by Alfred Hitchcock. But they remade this thing with a great cast. It looks beautiful. I mean, this is what they're calling a romantic thriller film. And it's based on it's about this young newlywed who arrives at her husband's imposing family estate, the young newlywed played by Lily James. In this estate is on the windswept English coast, and she finds herself battling in the shadow of his former wife, Rebecca, whose legacy lives on in the house long after her death. It's an interesting film, and it was interesting the first time it was made. But they're saying that this one, however, is beautiful to look at, and Lily's ensembles are really something to behold. And Armie Hammer is wearing, you know, these beautiful suits and all of that. And but it just is kind of, well, it's, they're saying it's kind of a flimsy cardboard box full of nothing, according to A.O. Scott with the New York Times. And I found that this is kind of part of the fantasy, you know, where they make these movies where people are wearing these amazing clothes and you see these amazing vistas. And, you know, the plot almost is secondary in a lot of these. I know that you, of course, are a fan
of just all, it's all another reason just to get a new set of clothes, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess so. I mean, well, we're talking about my wife a moment. My daughter had recommended this Netflix series called Emily in Paris, which they're saying is like the new Sex in the City. So we were watching it the other night, and it's about this young American girl who goes over to Paris. She's a marketing consultant, social media consultant with a marketing firm in France, and her adventures over there. But the thing is that, you know, it's beautifully shot. You're in Paris, all these beautiful scenes, but she has a new outfit every day. And I was saying, you know, it's like she's being followed around by a wardrobe trailer, you know, that's always there.
Right there.
And the most appropriate things. And, you know, it stretches the believability after a while. You're going, how much does this girl make in Paris? And what is the size of her closet in this medium-sized apartment? You know, but that's part of the shtick, I guess.
And then you got the wardrobe of Borat, so by comparison. The yin and yang of it, right?
Shall we go there?
Yes.
Let me just say that the poster is something you just can't unsee. So you might take that into consideration.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody wear just come dressed up with a slingshot.
Well, he's wearing the mask.
Yes, that's it. We'll let the theater of the mind come into play here.
Yeah, as you can imagine.
In typical Borat form, let's just say he has not given up his brand.
No, he hasn't. This is called the Borat subsequent movie film, rated R, out on Amazon Prime this weekend. This is the follow-up to the film back in 2006, centering on the real-life adventures of a fictional Kazakh television journalist by the name of Borat. And Borat is up to his usual tricks. 83% are recommending this one. I was reading a review, and they were saying, really, the tough thing about trying to pull this off these days is that he is so recognizable.
Yes.
That it's difficult to pull off the pranks that he used to be able to pull off when nobody knew really who he was. So now he has to go into these elaborate disguises and such. But you might want to check out the trailer and the poster. It's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film, rated R, and it's 83% are recommending that one.
Wear masks, save lives. I love it.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's another movie. It's not really been reviewed for the critics, but it's kind of an interesting plot. The trailer leads one to believe it might be a better movie than what you might imagine. It's called The Empty Man. On the trail of a missing girl, an ex-cop comes across a secretive group attempting to summon a terrifying supernatural entity. Basically starring people we've never heard of. It's rated R. Check out the trailer. See if it's for you. The Empty Man. Another movie, another romantic movie here. It's called After We Collided. Now, this is based on the 2014 romance novel of the same name, and it follows the love life of two young adults. This is the second installment of a worldwide bestseller, After, in which we follow Hess's intense breakup and its aftermath. Will love overcome the past? Unfortunately, I didn't see the first movie, so if I want to catch up, it's going to take a little homework this weekend. This is After We Collided, rated R, and not reviewed for the critics, if you're in the mood for romance.
Yes.
We have a PG film with a great cast. 52% are recommending The Witches this weekend, coming out from Warners. This is based on a classic book, The Witches, back in 1983. And this tells the story of a funny and imaginative tale of a 7-year-old boy who has a run-in with some real-life witches. And like I say, the cast really is terrific. It really looks like it's well done. And it's a PG film, so you can gather the family, you know, around the widescreen and watch this one. Anne Hathaway is in this, as well as Stanley Tucci, Octavia Spencer, and Chris Rock, all in The Witches, rated PG.
Well, you know, that could be fun. You got Chris Rock there.
Yeah, and he does the narration. Check out the trailer. It's really clever.
Yeah,
he does a lot of the narration, and as only he can.
Yes.
A movie called Bad Hair. Now, this is an interesting concept. In 1989, an ambitious young woman gets a weave in order to succeed in the image-obsessed world of music television. This is back in 89. However, her flourishing career may come at a great cost when she realizes that her new hair may have a mind of its own. Terror strikes, Bill, when a woman's new hair weave seems to take on a life of its own. Starring Zariah Kelly and Corinne Messiah, Bad Hair. 62% are recommending that one.
And see, women can appreciate this. I mean, there's nothing. And guys, we're the effect of bad hair. You know, because when bad hair happens, it's like, I'm going to go run that errand you wanted me to run.
I've had a bad hair decade is what I've had. So On the Rocks, also out on Apple this week, 86% recommending that one.
We got Bill Murray, huh? Bill Murray on that one?
Bill Murray and Sofia Coppola back together after Lost in Translation years ago.
Oh, wow. So good fun. Well, yeah. We've got some good options there. Steve-O, always appreciate the keeping us up to date and keeping us in the flow of the know what's happening on the big screen, the little screen, and all the other screens in between. And pretty soon we'll be screaming for the really big screens when the doors open once again to the big theaters and, hey, theater popcorn. Can't wait. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.